The man on trial for shooting six Philadelphia police officers in 2019 has been found guilty of most charges. But as KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, he was acquitted of more than a dozen others.
Maurice Hill remained stoic, listening as the four-person read aloud that he was guilty of three counts of attempted murder, nine counts of aggravated assault and assault on law enforcement, and other related offenses, including causing catastrophe and reckless endangerment.
We're grateful that the system worked.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel was in the courtroom.
When we see the city stand up and see, you know, individuals step up, particularly juries, to stand up and say, we also agree that what happened on that day should not have happened, and hold that person accountable, reinforces the work that we serve. We serve this community, and they served us today.
The trial lasted 8 days with testimony from officers who were injured that day, a DNA expert, ballistic expert, crime scene investigators, and Hill himself telling jurors he acted in self-defense, thinking there were intruders in his home.
We weren't debating whether he fired. We were debating why he fired.
Defense attorney Ellis Palavides represented Hill.
And there was a total of 19 charges for which he was found not guilty of. So I think that evidence is that they at least gave due consideration to the matter. Whilst we respectfully had a different opinion on the matter, all we can ask for is a fair opportunity to be heard on it.
Hill is scheduled to be sentenced in July. In Center City, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.